Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Lord, may we open our hearts and our minds that we may hear and respond to your word to us this morning. Amen. I'm sure, like me, you have often listened to items on the news and whilst being moved or thrilled or depressed by whatever you heard, you have not really engaged with it in a deep level. The next news item soon overlays the previous one and we forget. We move on with our lives. At best, we might offer a short arrow prayer for the situation, but it is only when we become personally involved that we begin to understand and engage more deeply. Just such a situation happened to me when in Stoke Church, Guildford, last Sunday evening, I heard Canon Andrew White speak. He's called the Vicar of Baghdad, but now he's the Emeritus Vicar because it is unsafe for him to be there. Later, I was able to speak briefly to him and clarify some facts. It was a privilege, of course, but more than that, it was an important time of learning for me to hear at first hand about the situation of darkness with which he deals with daily. I could see clearly the deep faith that he encounters in his meetings with his highly scattered flock, encounters which in turn feed his faith. I saw how he is able thus to encourage others and to do it so incredibly well. He is a true shepherd of his people. The dynamic of faith is like that, isn't it? Encounters like this are mutually enriching and vital as we fight against the darkness, the evil that is manifest in and through the terror imposed by what we call Islamic State. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the forces, spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So Paul wrote to the Ephesians suffering 2,000 years ago. In Iraq and Syria, this spiritual battle has been given a physical presence. Canon White told us of his beloved people suffering death, torture, kidnapping. He spoke of his efforts to free the women of his congregation, his people, abducted and forced into marriage or worse. The grief in his voice was clear. It broke his heart that it was happening, had happened and was continuing to happen to his Baghdad congregation and elsewhere. I watched a film on his charity's website, Foundation for the Relief and Reconciliation in the Middle East, that graphically put flesh on the spare bones of his spare but moving account. Now I heard at first hand the deeply moving accounts of persecution and suffering, unimaginable suffering to me and to us in our comfortable Horsham homes. I heard the stories of continuous fleeing from one city to another, serial flight from danger, Baghdad, Mosul, Nineveh, Erbil, till eventual safety for some in Amman, running, escaping as they could, wearing just the clothes they stood in, leaving everything behind, houses, jobs, family, neighbours, church community, their very lives. Now here are some quotes spoken very movingly by these Christian refugees that I heard and saw. All they, IS, want is slaughter, killing and robbing. We were hungry and thirsty and cold. I felt so utterly helpless. I felt overwhelmed by anger. Jesus, where are you? I heard the moving story of the Christian lady so overwhelmed by despair because she was unable to help and support her children. She tried to commit suicide, but was rescued by a kindly landlord, who again later, one Sunday, took her to his local church. It was there, while deeply praying in an attitude of deep despair, she said this: I felt suddenly a difference. The difference was that I felt the touch of Jesus. I felt the touch on my hands upraised. I felt such powers I'd never felt before. Jesus is close to me. I saw on her face, a face which earlier had been washed with the tears of despair, a smile of happiness, radiant now with joy. Another man said, God sent people to help us. Even if we don't see him, he sends help. Therefore, take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand that evil day, and having done everything to stand firm. When attacked by evil, I could see that these persecuted people had taken St. Paul's words to heart. Take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Verse 16. The word of God, preached, spoken, given by helping hands, was the sword of the Spirit that had defeated despair and brought help, not just spiritual help, but food and shelter, practical help, which gave hope and joy because it showed the love of God through the caring hands of others. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. Always persevere in supplication for all saints. Verse 18. Canon White has created a new community for his people in Oman with the help of the Jordanian government and with the help of his charity. Children have schools to go to, homes to live in, a community with which to celebrate new life. In their school, the children gather together and sing the Lord's Prayer three times a day. And in that communal praying together, discover strength in community and gain a new purpose in life. God is always with us, said a young teenager. His love will protect us from our enemies, said another. God is always with us in everything we do, said a smiling young lady. An older man said, I have lost my whole life's work, but I did not lose faith in Jesus Christ. In our gospel from John chapter 6, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. The love of God sustains all who have lost everything and have nothing left but faith in him. In their loss of everything that had seemed important in life, these refugees have discovered Jesus by abiding in him, placing their hope and love in him. They have discovered that it is the Spirit that gives life. They say, as St. Peter said to Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. I am deeply humbled to see in those battling such evil such an uplifting, genuine faith. It's a lesson to me. It calls forth a response, firstly by prayer, that I may deepen my faith in the presence of a loving God through the vicissitudes of my life. And secondly, by acting, helping to be the answer to their prayer for help. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in, Matthew tells us in chapter 25. Canon White is a reconciler and peacemaker. He has put on the shoes of peace and has proclaimed the gospel of peace. And so has his flock. Listen to the words of these Christian refugees. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, he forgave those who crucified him. That is why we forgive the ones who hurt us. We pray that they will come to the way of Christ. We should not confront evil with evil. We are to be peacemakers. They did the same to the apostles before us, the same to our beloved Jesus. Let us pray for those who persecute us with prayer and not more evil. Christian refugees from Iraq and Syria are suffering a persecution that will be recognized and understood by Paul writing to those Ephesians 2,000 years ago, and as would the Ephesians. These faithful folk are living out the gospel. They have put on the whole armor of God that they may withstand the evil that threatens to overwhelm. But with the strength from faith in God, they are standing firm. These persecuted folk are being strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Verse 10. We can help. We can help Canon White and his flock. We can make a difference. I invite you to Google Foundation for Relief and Reconciliation in the Middle East. And I have a leaflet if you don't have the internet. See for yourself. Read the testimonies. Watch their accounts. When we reach out and help others in need, we too can know the healing touch of Jesus in our lives. When in our faltering faith we don't feel we can make a difference, that is the time to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. I close with a prayer that was said by one of Canon White's flock. I pray that the God who changed the soul of Paul can change all those people that persecute Christ and his church, that they may be changed and really encounter the one true God. Amen. Amen.